Yeah. So I got so many things sort of half baked, but sort of making progress every day. But so I thought we should just discuss things because I it may just work by now because what I started doing was to really, as I wrote, create with this latest everything that IPFS and I think we discussed it the other day that it's okay. You got PIRGOS, you got IPFS, and I actually talked about it back in November that PIRGOS has some strength and IPFS has some strength, and you really need both. But I do try to make because this in-browser link that I shared yesterday is really magic because it's basically if you just use that thing that it basically runs the IPFS node in your browser at the time when you're there. So that really means that is the real zero install thing because all you need to do is share a link, and if you constellate it correctly, that from that one link you should be able to expand.
Okay.
And the really important thing about it is that it is just out there, like the truth, it's just out there. And even if whoever created it to begin with is no longer around, it will still be permanent. That's the beauty of the permanent web, and it secures it's all the properties that is a true great game changer because that's the other thing. The more this has the potential that the more participants are in the network, the more reliable and the faster it gets. So in fact, in the long run, not so long by now, once it gets started, really, because for the last 10 years, you could really you needed these IPFS gateways to be around for it to work at all. But they are centralized gateways, so that sort of kind of defeats the purpose. Well, not doesn't quite defeat the purpose, but it's basically it is important because the whole point of the gateway is to ensure that things are gets around. Regardless of what people are around. So
So
anyhow,
one thing I'm wondering is that it might be a good way to, because there's a lot happening around the difference between what's lawful and what's legal, what the authorities, a lot of stuff is emerging about how things aren't obviously, lawful, but they're given that label. And people are trying to address it from many different perspectives. Some are looking at it from, I'm going to just tackle it from a legal point of view. Others are tackling it from a lawful point of view. And it's kind of like a navigation that people are trying to find lots of different ways. And that one set of people won't always agree with another set of people as to how is the best way to position ourselves in relation to authority and what we're being made to do versus as a decentralized collective, how we would like to run things and what we would like to do. So I'm just wondering whether it might be a good kind of filtering through all the evidence of all the different ways that it's working so that people can actually see and compare. Is that making sense now that it's
Yes,
like coming to my
I
head?
think this is the thing that what all the IPFS people, PAGOS people, all everybody has been is jumping on this new protocols and new ways of doing, because it's quite clear that the existing setup is insufficient, and the there are these choke points. As soon as you are, the problem with platforms is that they are controlled and you can get deplatformed. There's no guarantees that things will be around or whatever. So we really need alternatives to it, which gives us autonomy and security and privacy and everything else. And even if it's not even, and this is the beauty, this is what I what the thing is that with IPFS, things all you need could be just out there, and it's really your attention that and collaboration should be available instantly without friction. But that's the whole point, that the fact that everything on the web, you need to sign up and you need to sign in, that imposes fragmentation, because it's basically, if you don't have tele if okay, you and I have Telegram. Okay, most people, there are lots of people who are on the Telegram, but half of them are not there, and most people, people, my whole family, they are all on WhatsApp. If I'm not on WhatsApp. And so we really need, what we need most and foremost is people able to connect and collaborate without any friction.
Yeah, I've got six different portals that I would have to check that someone sent me a message. Is it one of
Yeah,
these
yeah, yeah.
emails?
So
Is it one?
it's the, we really need really 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 need a so people-centered architecture or connectivity network, and that's exactly what becomes possible. I mean, it's like, I don't know whether you heard about it, Google Wave. 2009, I think it was, it came out, and it had all that. Of course, it was centralized, and it the reason why it didn't take over the world, because you couldn't use it to invite your people, the people you wanted to be connected. So that's sort of really very much limited the thing. So with this in-browser link thing that I showed you yesterday, I don't know, we could test those links at some point that and see if they work. But the point is that the architecture, it really is now possible to everybody goes to the same name thing, and it doesn't exist out there. So it really is it gives you an entry point, but after once you connect it to that entry point, your whole thing works without ever needing to go there. So that's really a way of name distribution of the infrastructure. So it's really opens up the way for people to be able to enter this new world. So I think
Yeah, it does
that is
sound good. It
exciting.
does sound like it could be a way for everybody to look at something like law and actually see the same thing after not a very extended period, quite quickly. The same for scientific, kind of research around health and all this kind of thing. So I think a similar thing could happen in helping to converge all the different ways that people are studying these
Yeah.
things.
And
Because
the yeah.
if you're doing it with integrity, the results that you get are going to tally with somebody else's research that they're doing over there that might be looking at the same thing from a slightly different perspective. And
Yeah.
so you end up with a much more a clearer kind of sense of how things are working, from that biological
Yeah.
point of
And
view
it
as
really is the is the is the I'm sure you read it, but Bush's As We May Think. Have you ever read that one? One of our Bush's, as I will send it to you. Basically, this is something that one of our Bush actually wrote. He was the chief scientist. He created this, the National Science Foundation, everything. He was the top scientist or top administrator of the whole scientific effort behind the Second World War. So,
Okay.
he wrote this vision about the Memex. He was dreaming about he actually thought about in terms of microfilm, but it doesn't matter. He basically wanted to talk about trailblazer and connections, and he was dreaming about the place where when you should be able to blaze trails in the network of anything you care about and share it. And so the idea was that you should be able to give a link, or it wasn't talking about links, but it basically give you one thing and actually share the entire scaffoldings with which all the learnings you have
Yes.
and make it collaborative.
Yeah.
He didn't he did he didn't go as far and make it collaborative. He was just be the ability to share everything you know about the subject in a he organized it through networks so that people can explore it for themselves.
Yeah.
What the internet would enable us to do is exactly is to like as I already do it and benefit from it. I spent the last 4 or 5 years creating, I don't know, 100,000, 20, 50,000 annotations. I've been doing all my work annotating everything. And the point about that is that it can I can search it, I can find one, and I find the connection. So it's really a way towards being able to do this trailblazing and sharing. And okay, at the moment, this is the beauty of it, is that things are so rich and so complex and so vast that I did make connection to five, six people through those annotations. But the point is that it's your attention. If you it's like take your example, if you're interested in this is the thing about searches are so great. You need both global and local, that you can always find the other who cares about what you care about. And
Yeah.
the next stage is that although that we then we should be able to start conversations, and
Yes.
exchange, and the whole thing should build up. So instead of you go to Wikipedia and contribute there, you basically end up with something much better than Wikipedia, just out there.
Yes, so we're talking about the learning commons, I guess.
Yes, that's it.
Developing
That's
the
the
learning
learning,
commons.
open learning commons. Yes.
Okay, so what we'll do then, we'll stop the recording and we'll have a test run of onboarding. That's what you
Yeah,
want.
but don't stop the recording. We should
Oh, okay.
record the. You should
Continue.
share. I
Okay.
should share screen and record. Well, we can start a new one. Perhaps that's a good idea.
Yeah, because it's two different types of
Yeah,
conversations,
yeah,
so.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop and start again, okay?
Okay, so before I do, just to so that we've got a stake in the sand, how because this is January the 22nd, what's the progress that you've made since November? What's the difference between November and now? Because that was a
Well, the difference is that in to end of November. This new way of putting more utilizing IPFS to the full was clearly open, and it has and I sort of percolated all the implications. So what I'm doing now is actually as you see in the examples, I now figured out exactly how could be shared information based on IPFS, and I'm creating the connections so that you can onboard anyone, you can connect to people and start. So I can actually do it now, so
Okay.
the technology is there. It really this thing that I did yesterday, because just because there are all these capabilities, the protocol and everything else, it really is a delicate constellation, how you make it together. Because it's one thing to have the idea, which Juan Bennett had 11 years ago. What I'm adding to all this is that just because you can have content identifiers, you can have cryptographic verifiable stable and permanent names to immutable things, that's one thing. But you also need, and he's talking, these are sort of universal resource identifiers, which are permanent, which are also capable of being interpreted to actually get the resource. I mean, that's magic. Okay, this is the real, that if you know the true name of something, it could be a whole context. Then you can actually get it. That's what it provides. But there is the what is missing from that picture, which is the nice thing about Google, or not Google, Quirgos. That if you think about the parts in a folder structure, in a tree structure, which the names can reflect the what you what the con name, it basically gives names context. Okay, so you can have human readable names for context, and you can have permanent names for content. So it's really you need both. And the nice thing about IPFS is that it separates. It doesn't matter where that you may have a complex context of interest of attention here, but it can be anywhere. It doesn't the where you put this in what context you have it have that subcontext doesn't affect the identity of that context,
It
but
can float
it
around once
also.
it's inside, but you can still
Yeah,
see where the source
and
of.
the real magic is
Yeah.
that you can have the same thing in appearing in different name context, but it's the same thing. So it's not like duplicating, but
Yeah.
in the file system, if you copy that directly, then you have two copies and they diverge.
Yeah.
So if you combine that ability of naming things permanently and able to the, to co create complex contexts out of these subcontexts, and you can change it, you can shape it to your requirements, but it would still build from the same blocks. So what I see now the potential that you can actually play this game. You don't. I thought at some point that you really need, and I relied on Peergos to provide these full path names because IPFS wasn't really working reliable. Okay, so these IPNS thing, they didn't resolve. They were brittle, and they definitely did. But now that it works, you can. It is possible to create to and I want one infrastructure. I want to get this, which solely relies on IPFS, so that it can really spread. There's no you don't need to have a Peergos account, or you need no account whatsoever to be able to do the interpersonal communication. So that's what I'm focusing on to get that working.
Okay. And so how many, like if you can put time scale, like maybe by March, April time, would you be, is that what
Well,
you would be focusing on?
I got this sort of my goal is that mid-March we should be able to have the ability to actually work together, and we you two of us should get get it by the middle of February, really, for it
Yeah,
to
at
have a chance.
some kind of a state like beta testing or something like that.
I
Okay.
mean, it's no, it's it, this is the really this is where this is the true superpower, because I will show you how I do it. That what I what if, there is no separation between design and implementation. It's design, which is as you refine it, becomes the thing. So it's a continuum. And so this is why I think it should be possible. And obviously, this is a very complex constellation, and always have the problem that I really need to advance it across the whole front. You know, it's not the whole point is, I mean, another way of putting it, that there are basically two ways of applications of software. You can have vertical slices, which focuses on one particular workflow and works it fully out. Okay, the problem with the vertical slice that's just one of millions, and there is the horizontal thing, which is protocol itself is like that. So where you know that what you do is of universal applicability, but to sell universal applicability is very difficult, because you really need something which is a vertical slice with real focus, and the focus is interpersonal collaboration and permanence. That's the focus.
So the vertical, for example, would be this is what law, what the principles are, and this is the order in the hierarchy that law would operate in.
No.
And the
Before
horizontal.
we get there, the vertical slice is people able to communicate and share and collaborate on whatever they care about
Yeah.
autonomously. That's the baseline.
Okay, so
Because once you got
I'm just taking the example of law. So they would have the same sense of what law is. That would be the vertical. And then the horizontal would be, well, I'm living in Vietnam in this circumstance. So in my community, this is how we would apply it. And then someone else is living in America, or someone else is living in England, and they would apply it. They would take the information, the understanding of what law is, and then they'd apply it in their own circumstance, depending on how everything is organized and set up. That would be the horizontal, the local.
But I'm really talking about I mean, it is similar, because you have the universes of conception of law, and how it is actually constellated in a given context. But I think come responding to your question of when we'll have anything, that the important thing is, this is something we discussed in the chat, that most important thing is to this is what we discussed it back in November, the ability to have conversations about shared interest and collaborate on how we should be able to
Yeah,
collaborate.
on
That's the
anything. Yeah, because
that that
usually it's not one thing, it's a mixture of
yeah
different
that that
things.
that's that that's the that that is the universal the applicable scenario. But it's also, this is a sweet spot, because just to get that, you know, independently of what it is, or because the interest, well, there's the two things: the ability to communicate and collaborate on documents, and at the same time, the ability to show up your interest. The whole thing is It's really like, I mean, that when I did hyperpose design 10 years ago, nearly 10 years ago, it was all about you have the social network and you got the interest. And there's a meshing of that. And so you but the most important thing is to make this autonomous people people-centered social network collaboration and marry that with discovery and shared interests. So this is the and so I really think that the just disability is a kind of sweet spot because it's universally applicable. It's not domain independent because whatever it doesn't matter what we care about. This is if you think about it, this is why GitHub became so successful because it not only cared for organizing source code and the ability to track changes and report bugs and collaborate. But also in the integral part of that was all the documentation, you know, the ability to describe what you do so you can work on it together. So
Yeah, you're creating the airplane as you're flying it. Okay, let's stop there because that's about half an hour.
okay.
Okay.